A puncture wound is a forceful injury caused by a sharp, pointed object that penetrates the skin. A puncture wound is usually narrower and deeper than a cut or scrape. Many people accidentally get puncture wounds with household or work items, yard tools, or when operating machinery. Most puncture wounds are minor, and home treatment is usually all that is needed. Sharp objects such as nails, tacks, ice picks, knives, teeth, and needles can all cause puncture wounds. Puncture wounds increase your risk for infection because they are difficult to clean and because they provide a warm, moist place for bacteria to grow. Some punctures are done for health reasons. For example, a puncture may be used by a doctor to draw blood or to give fluid or medicines directly into a vein.
How can you treat puncture wounds at home?
Minor puncture wounds can be treated effectively at home. If you do not have an increased or high risk of infection, do not have other injuries, and do not need treatment by a doctor or a tetanus shot, you can treat a puncture wound at home. Home treatment can prevent infection and promote healing. The first thing to do is remove the object. Make sure the object causing the wound is not still in the wound. Check to see if the object is intact and that a piece has not broken off in the wound. If you have a splinter, do not wet the splinter. Try using cellophane tape before using clean tweezers or a needle. Simply put the tape over the splinter, then pull the tape off. The splinter usually sticks to the tape and is removed painlessly and easily. Be careful and do not push the object farther into the wound. Next, stop the bleeding. Allow the wound to bleed freely for up to 5 minutes to clean itself out, unless there has been a lot of blood loss or blood is squirting out of the wound. Stop the bleeding with direct pressure to the wound. Mild bleeding can almost always be stopped within 15 minutes by applying direct pressure to the wound. Moderate bleeding can usually be slowed or stopped by applying steady, direct pressure to the wound for 15 minutes. Severe bleeding cannot be slowed or stopped by applying steady, direct pressure to the wound for 15 minutes. Then, clean the wound as soon as possible to reduce the chance of infection, scarring, and tattooing of the skin from dirt left in the wound. If dirt or other debris is not removed from a puncture wound, the new skin will heal over it. The dirt can then be seen through the skin and may look like a tattoo. To clean the wound, wash it for 5 minutes with large amounts of cool water and soap. Mild dishwashing soap, such as Ivory, works well. Some non-prescription products are available for wound cleaning that numb the area, so cleaning does not hurt as much. Be sure to read the product label for correct use. Don't use rubbing alcohol, hydrogen peroxide, iodine, or mercurochrome, which can harm the tissue and slow healing. Soak the wound in warm water for 20 minutes, 2 to 4 times a day, for the next 4 to 5 days. The warmth from the water will increase the blood flow to the area, which helps reduce the risk of infection. Consider applying a bandage. You may need to protect the puncture wound from dirt and irritation. It is important to clean the wound thoroughly before bandaging it to reduce the risk of infection occurring under the bandage. However, most puncture wounds heal well and do not need a bandage. Finally, determine whether you need a tetanus shot. To decide if you need a tetanus shot, first figure out if the object that caused the wound was dirty or clean. An object is dirty if it has dirt, soil, spit, or feces on it. You will need a tetanus shot if your wound was caused by something that was clean and your last tetanus shot was longer than 10 years ago, your wound was caused by something that was dirty, or you aren't sure if the object was dirty and your last tetanus shot was longer than 5 years ago. Or if you are not sure when you had your last tetanus shot, or you did not get the first series of tetanus shots when you were a small child. If you need a tetanus shot, call your doctor right away and get the shot as soon as possible. If there is pain, there are things you can do to help with the pain. An ice or cold pack may help reduce swelling and bruising. Elevate the injured area on pillows while applying ice and anytime you are sitting or lying down. Try to keep the area at or above the level of your heart to reduce swelling. If needed, try medicine you can buy without a prescription, such as acetaminophen like Tylenol, ibuprofen like Advil or Motrin, or aspirin. Watch for signs of infection. These include pain, swelling, redness, or warmth around the area, red streaks extending from the area, pus draining from the area, swollen lymph nodes in the neck, armpit, or groin, and fever or chills with no other known cause. If you have signs of infection, call your doctor. Also, watch for signs of loss of function or decreased blood flow, pain getting worse, the wound not healing, or symptoms becoming more severe or more frequent. If you have any of these symptoms, call your doctor right away.